With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
You have to learn the rules of the game, and then you have to play them better than anyone else. That's what Albert Einstein once said. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. It's a live show. This week is all about first impressions. And this week, we'll be joined by guests Bob Beatty, Chris Everett, Andrea Storrs, and Helene Burns. And at the end of the show, I'm going to be sharing tips on how to attract great employees. It's a live show. You can call in with your questions at 312-642-5600. Once again, that phone number to call in with your questions, 312-642-5600. Our first guest is Bob Beatty, who is the author of a fantastic book called Tremors in the Universe. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Bob, professionally, you're in the creative design business. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's correct. I have owned and operated my own design business for the past 27 years now, and I handle corporate communications, as well as website design and other types of print media.
Here in the Chicagoland area?
Correct, in the Skokie area.
Fantastic. So as a professional, I'm assuming that it wasn't one day you decided to start writing a book about Parkinson's. There must be a story behind that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Most definitely. About 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and I was blessed with a very positive attitude in terms of reaction. I think as human beings, a great number of us feel that we are conditioned to have to accept the negativity of a situation or an event like that in our life. And I took a very positive approach.
Was the diagnosis of Parkinson's, obviously it's a game changer health-wise. It's
absolutely.
But was it a game changer for you as a professional?
It's interesting because I did have a period of time where I was concerned about how my clients might perceive that, whether they thought it would diminish my quality of work. And while it was an initial thought, in all honesty, the reaction from my clients was very positive.
Interesting. So tell us about the book, Tremors in the Universe. I have the book, started it, didn't finish it. But fascinating perspective. Tell us, what is the lesson you're trying to convey to your readers?
Well, again, I think the lesson is that we have a choice. We can't control the events that happen in our life, but we can control how we react to those events. The choice to be happy in a challenging situation is something that we control. And again, I took it as a challenge. There's oftentimes the impression that's given that I could have to kind of give in to how other people have reacted to Parkinson's. But again, I chose to take a different approach. And while the book was inspired by my condition of Parkinson's, in truth and honesty, the book became more a book about life.
Sure. And it is definitely important to take it as a lesson. So obviously you wrote this book, as you mentioned, it was a book about Parkinson's, but it's about sharing a lesson. At the end of the segment, you know, we'll share your contact information and people can hopefully buy a copy of the book as well. But I like to believe that in everything, there's a call to action. There's always the next step. What do you think the next step is for you? And what do you think the next step is for your readers that might be picking up a copy of Tremors in the Universe?
Sure. The next step for me is to continue on in the same mode, in the same format that I've been. I want to continue writing. I have a fantastic following in terms of the blog that I write. But in terms of getting other people involved, that's a key point to me as well, because there's three primary areas: fundraising for Parkinson's research, getting involved in clinical trials themselves. There's a great need for people both with Parkinson's and without Parkinson's as control subjects to be involved in the clinical trials. And finally, maintaining that positive attitude. Those are three things other people can do and put into action in their life.
What is there in terms of a community around Parkinson's? Are there a lot of gatherings? Are there a lot of networking opportunities? Is there a lot of opportunities for you to talk with people that are in a similar situation as you are?
Absolutely. There's fantastic community, and that's one of the great pluses of actually getting involved. The National Parkinson's Foundation has a Chicago-based organization here, and that they put together a fundraiser every year called Moving Day Chicago.
And the most prominent, I'll argue and say that the most prominent individual with Parkinson's is Michael J. Fox.
Absolutely.
What is there in terms of his foundation locally here in Chicago?
In terms of his foundation, I'm working presently with Northwestern Hospital. They are conducting clinical trials for called a PPMI trial, which is trying to isolate a biomarker to help lead towards a cure for Parkinson's as well as better diagnosis.
And Michael J. Fox is, and you, Bob Beatty, you're a living example that it is possible to be a professional, that it is possible to keep going. As
Absolutely.
You said, that your call to action is keep going and live on and move on. And you were concerned about how your clients would react, but they've reacted and embraced who you are.
Absolutely.
Do you find that that's the typical example?
Yes. In terms of the outpouring and the response from the community, it has been tremendously positive, not only for myself, but for all the people involved and how I've seen the community come together.
And where's your book available?
The book is available from my website, which is www.tremorsintheuniverse.com. It's also available at Balboa Press and Amazon.com. But for your listeners, if they order from my website and enter the code RADIO at checkout, they can receive a 25% discount off the cover price of the book.
And the website, again, is tremorsintheuniverse.com.
Correct.
The name of the book, how did that come about?
Tremors in the Universe, my advertising creative side. The word tremors to me represented not an earthquake that actually destroys, but rather the shocks that make you take notice. And for me, Parkinson's was simply a take notice to look at my attitude and the way I was living my life.
Once again, we're talking with Bob Beatty, who has a creative studio in the Skokie area, but recently wrote a book called Tremors in the Universe, which is available online. And again, there's a special discount available to our listeners, which we'll share again in a moment. Bob, your story is fascinating, and we try to profile professionals that are making a difference. Some of those professionals are people that have an innovative idea, and you'll hear more of those people throughout the show. We're talking with Chris Everett, Andrea Storrs, and Helene Burns during the rest of the show, people that are very involved and active and making a difference in the business community. But your story is remarkable. Your story is inspiring. And hopefully our listeners will check out Tremors in the Universe, buy a copy of the book and read it. And probably an important call to action would be read it and then share it with somebody else. Make
Absolutely.
Sure somebody else can enjoy it and spread the message even further.
Absolutely.
So once again, Bob, how can people get a hold of you?
www.tremorsintheuniverse.com. There's contact availability there at the website, and they can also reach me at Bob Beatty Design in Skokie.
Fantastic. Bob Beatty Design in Skokie, that's your business, and you mentioned that there is a special discount on your book, Tremors in the Universe. Can you tell our listeners again how they can take advantage of that?
Simply enter the code RADIO when you're checking out, and you'll be able to receive a 25% discount.
TremorsInTheUniverse.com. Bob, thanks for joining us on the show. We'll be sure to follow your progress and have you back on. You can download a copy of this interview and podcast of Get Down to Business on my website, ShalomKlein.com. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com. com or call 630-928-0510. The folks at Tandem HR are waiting for your call. You can call them at 630-928-0510. You can also email them simplify@tandemhr.com. And on their website, they've got a lot of great advice, tips, and information about everything human resources. You don't want to miss that. After the break, we're going to be talking with Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions. She's got some great advice for us. We're also talking with Andrea Storrs about making a quality first impression in the job search. And of course, we're talking with Helene Burns, who's got a fascinating story of her work at Associated Agencies. And we're excited for those guests. Once again, you could get on my website, shalomkline.com, and download podcasts from this show. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. Find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. I-65 northbound between 153rd and I-80-94. We're getting reports of very slick conditions through there. State police is reporting multiple spinouts and cars sliding off the road. Therefore, cars are going pretty slow through that stretch. Just take extra care if you're traveling in that area. Few accidents in the suburbs. Oak Lawn cruiser on the scene, 111th of Pulaski, and then 75th at Cass and Darien. We're getting reports of a new accident. Car went into a building on the south side, 83rd east of Damon, and on the southwest side, traffic lights are not working at the intersection of 87th and Lawndale. Turning to CTA, Brown Line experiencing some delays. Other than that, no delays there, and Metro is also running delay-free. It's currently 29 degrees under cloudy, windy skies, dropping down to 25 tonight with snow showers early. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Unfortunately, we've finally awakened again to the conclusion that there are a bunch of terrorists in the world who want to kill us. Unfortunately, over 100 million Muslims on this earth agree that they're justified in doing so. It is merely a matter of time before they make another nightmare. And this time, it could be in this country. We can either stick our head back in the sand or do something about it. What do you think the hosts on this station want to do? AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
With an increasing number of Illinois concealed carry instructors having their credentials revoked, don't leave your training to chance. Safer USA, Chicago's trusted name in firearm training, has trained almost 6,000 students to be responsible firearm owners. We're offering the most comprehensive Illinois concealed carry program available. Our program will actually prepare you to carry a firearm for personal protection, including firearm, holster, and ammunition selection, a comprehensive law review designed to keep you out of trouble, and even how to deal with home invasion. We provide the firearm, ammunition, holster, class notebook, and lunch. Safer USA and the Aurora Sportsman's Club invite you to participate in this one-of-a-kind Illinois concealed carry program. For more information, visit saferusa.com or call 877-954-3030. That's 877-954-3030. Safer USA, choosing to own a firearm is your business. Teaching you to own it responsibly is ours.
You are listening to the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're back on Get Down to Business. And now, as promised, our next guest up is Chris Everett, the president and CEO of Everett Wealth Solutions. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Shalom. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. It's a beautiful day. As I watch the weather around the country, I am fortunate that I no longer live in New York. Doesn't look too fun out there. But,
no kidding.
But you know what? Chicago has its other pluses other than right now not being the recipient of bad weather. It's because we've got a great networking city and we get to talk to people like you every few weeks on Get Down to Business. So, Chris, earlier in the week, you and I were corresponding by email, and I forwarded you an article from The Hill that talked about an increased regulatory environment for our financial advisors. And you reminded me that you are a fiduciary advisor. Tell us what that means.
Well, you know, aligning yourself with a fiduciary advisor means that we will always do what's in your very best interest, even if it ends up costing us. It's important to work with someone who is aligned with what's in your best interest. There is a funny YouTube video that's going around called Butchers versus Dietitians, and it explains to your listeners why working with a fiduciary advisor can really be important.
It sounds funny. Butchers versus advisors.
Butchers versus dietitians. You know, butchers can only sell you meat. You know, they only have one thing that they can do for you. And that's all they have. And if you're in bad shape, they're not going to tell you to go start eating fish, right? Because all they sell is meat. So work with someone who is really going to do what's in your best interest.
So, Chris, you take care of your clients' best interests. With that in mind, what sort of things have you been hearing over the past few weeks? It's a new year. We've been talking about that a few times. What sort of questions are people asking? Perhaps you can prompt our listeners and remind people what they should be thinking about and what questions they should be asking.
Right, exactly. And you had asked me to really focus in on folks that are pretty much just getting started or might be early on in their career this time. And so when I thought about that, you know, if you're just beginning or maybe you've been working for a few years, do you really know what your numbers are? Have you looked at where your money's flowing? Understanding your cash flow is just key. So in addition to working with a fiduciary who can get you on the right track and help you to look at your numbers, if for no other reason, go on the internet and find a budget worksheet and start really tracking where everything is going. That will be key. But I think one of the things that gets people in trouble is socking money away in long-term vehicles before they really create emergency funds. So my third point would be start socking money away in emergency money so that you have at least 6 months, if not a year's worth, to help protect you, because you never know when some unexpected financial situation may appear in your life.
We're talking with Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions. So you're suggesting that our listeners should keep 6 months to a year of funds available in an emergency fund available at a moment's notice in case something does come up. Would you suggest putting that into a checking or a savings account?
Well, you want it to be liquid. So checking or savings is fine. You know, you can withstand many headwinds with a minimum of 6 months savings and preferably a year. Now, I understand that the banks are not paying much in interest. That's not the point. The point is to be able to withstand headwinds, unexpected headwinds. And I know when you're young, you don't think about headwinds, but trust me, they come. I can't tell you how many times I've had young people say, oh, nothing bad will happen. And then guess what happened? Something unexpected occurs. So unless you have some kind of a rescue plan, save at least 6 months in savings. Number four, you should save in an increasing amount of your income. If you get an increase at work, your savings percentage, your savings account should also get an increase. So at Everett Wealth Solutions, we believe saving a minimum of 15 to 20% is key, not only to financial balance, but to your long-term financial security. And, you know, when I think about the next point, you always, number five, want to be sure to protect your income, probably one of your most valuable assets, certainly while you're young. Protect your income, protect your savings and investments with the proper amount of disability insurance and life insurance. You might want to find out if your employer offers disability insurance and buy it. It's absolutely inexpensive. Now, it won't usually travel with you when you leave that employer, but it's really better than nothing, and it's so inexpensive, and it's a great way to get started understanding that it's important to buy this kind of protection. Now, if your employer doesn't offer disability insurance, you'll need to buy it on your own. The advantage is that you get to take it with you. And in either case, pay the premium on an after-tax basis. Because if you're paying the premium and you get disabled, that benefit will be tax-free to you. So whether you're buying it from your employer or buying it on your own, please use after-tax dollars. But also, on the note of employer benefits, compare your employer's life insurance offering. Many times you can get less expensive coverage simply by shopping around, and we can certainly help you with that. Number six, if you have enough extra cash flow, you should consider buying a permanent life insurance policy that can hold some of your additional emergency money. Or maybe it's future college money for those kiddos that will be coming down the road, or retirement money, or even money to start or grow your own business. The returns can be very attractive nowadays inside of life insurance. The reason I say that over just simply going into a mutual fund is that because you could also put a disability waiver on there. So imagine if something did happen to you at a very young age and you had these protections in place, your retirement could be secure. Those college funds for your future children secure, and certainly all of your emergency money. Now, I don't think all your money should go into permanent life insurance, but I think that's the order it should go. Once you've covered the basics of saving and proper insurance, point number seven would be invest for the long term. Like, how about your employer's 401k? They make it so easy, or your 403b, or whichever type of retirement plan is offered to you. And if they do offer a 401k plan, find out if they match any part of your contribution and at least contribute enough to get the match. But also ask if they have a Roth option. A Roth option allows you to put those dollars in on an after-tax basis so that at retirement they can come out tax-free. And if you are early in your career, saving money on an after-tax basis inside of a Roth 401k, or even just a Roth IRA, you're not forfeiting much of a tax deduction because these are probably your lowest earning years throughout your entire career. Besides, when you consider getting out to retirement, you'll have two different kinds of money. You'll have money that's on a after-tax basis or tax-free basis, and all of your employer contributions will be done on a pre-tax basis. So you'll have two different buckets of money. My last point would be use savings and investing vehicles with low fees, because over time, fees are a major wealth leak as you seek to build long-term financial security. And there have been many reports, and this administration is really scrutinizing the employer's retirement plans over the last several years, and so if you're not really sure if your employer's retirement plans are too expensive or not, give us a call at Everett Wealth Solutions, and we will be happy to help you look at that.
So once again, we're talking with Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions. Chris, that's very helpful advice. A lot of information for us to digest. Do you have a list that if our listeners email you regarding the sort of priorities and the things that they should think about as they get started in their professional career, long-term disability, savings, 401ks, and so on, that a list that you can provide to our listeners?
Absolutely.
And once again, Chris Everett is at EverettWealthSolutions.com. And Chris, how can people reach you by phone?
Well, phone is very easy to remember. It's 708-771-7777. 708-771-7777.
It's so easy. It's actually a tongue twister. 708-771-7777. Call Chris. Ask for those for that cheat sheet of things that you should keep in mind as you start to set aside some money. And you do need to set aside some money for savings. That it's not just about retirement. It's about day-to-day living. Chris, as always, many thanks. We'll have you back on over the next few weeks.
Have a nice evening.
You too. After the break, we're talking with Andrea Storrs, who is going to be telling us some advice about first impressions on the job search. So important. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
His agenda
for the next 2 years is the same as the one I've had since the day I swore an oath to do what I believe is best for America.
Their agenda.
Congress is back to work on your behalf, ready to make Washington focus on your concerns again.
As long as politics don't get in the way.
Your agenda.
Listening to the information.
Let's begin this new chapter together.
News, opinion, insight.
So much that we can accomplish.
AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. With blizzard warnings and watches being posted from Philadelphia through Maine, millions like this Pennsylvania woman are stocking up on essentials like
rock salt. We just heard there's a storm coming.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the expected storm may be one of the worst his city has ever seen.
For the National Weather Service out of New York City to come out and say 20 to 30 inches of snow with wind gusts in excess of 65 miles per hour with blinding snow conditions of 2 to 4 inches of snow an hour for a period of hours. That is dire.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. The crisis in Yemen's a growing concern in Washington. One Senate Democrat says with its government now in rebel hands, it's hard to assess the situation.
No one knows what's going to happen. The future is unknown.
Democrat Dianne Feinstein on CBS's Face the Nation. Fox News. We report. You decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic on the Jane Addams Tollway westbound between the Devon Toll Plaza and Lee Street. We got some stop-and-go traffic. That's people going to Disney on Ice Presents Frozen at the Allstate Arena tonight at 7 o'clock. Also on I-65 northbound between 153rd and US 30, we have some slow traffic going to very slick conditions through there. State police reporting multiple spinouts and cars sliding off the road, so if you're in that area, please drive carefully. In Darien, we have crews on the scene of an accident, 75th at Cass, and then on the south side, a car went into a building at 83rd and east of Damon. Other than that, the CTA is running delay-free, as is Metra. It's currently 29 degrees under cloudy, windy skies, going down to a low of 25 degrees tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement plan seminar on demand 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Hello, and welcome to our annual company event celebrating all of our end-of-the-year achievements. We'd like to start out by saying thank you for making this such a great year.
Are you planning a company event on a budget? Events come in all shapes and sizes, from drop-off meeting catering and luncheons to cocktail receptions and plated dinner ceremonies. At Tasty Catering, no matter what size or type of event you're hosting, they understand that you want it to be simple to plan, completely within budget, and a huge success. Professionals across the Chicagoland area agree. Partnering with Tasty Catering consistently brings them high-quality catering and service that always matches those needs. For the most valuable, high-quality catering in the area, Chicago chooses Tasty Catering. View their menus and more when you visit tastycatering.com. That's tastycatering.com.
We are talking with Andrea Storrs, the Director of Employment Services for The Arc in West Rogers Park and the owner of ADMS Career Counseling. Andrea, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Shalom. Always good to be here.
So, Andrea, you and I have both seen the really horrible examples of a first impression gone wrong when somebody walks in and they're just not ready, or maybe they're just not smart enough to get ready. Andrea, as promised, this week we're talking about first impressions. What are your advice for the job seekers out there?
Okay, so let me start by saying that the first impression is a lasting impression, and that's something you really have to wrap your brain around. The first impression is going to be remembered for a long time by many people in the workplace, so you really have to prepare and make it right.
Andrea, is this for all sorts of positions or only for those high-level executive positions?
It's for any type of position that you feel you would like to keep the job. So there are a few things that are basic to creating a good first impression, and in reality, these things should be no-brainers. For example, be on time. No, don't come too early and absolutely not late at all. That's one thing. Make sure your appearance is appropriate. And if you're not sure, ask prior to your first day. You don't really want to come in dressed looking absolutely ridiculous in a certain work environment. Although, by the time you're ready to start your first day of work, you should have this all down pat. And you don't want to offend the overall culture of the company by not respecting the look that they have had in place for probably a long time.
That's for sure. First impressions are a lasting one, and it's not just about how you dress, but it's about showing up on time. So let's talk about time for a second. What's the ideal amount of time before an interview? You don't want to come too late, but as you said, you don't want to come too early either.
For an interview, you should come maybe 5 minutes early. It's really annoying. I have to tell you, it's very annoying when you know you have a candidate that's been sitting out in the waiting room for half an hour. It really doesn't generate that image that you think it's going to generate. It generates one of complete
annoyance.
So job
seekers, if you get there early, sit in your car.
Right.
Wait outside so you get a feel for where the front door is.
Right.
And then walk in and then present yourself 5 minutes early. And that makes you look good.
Right. I will tell you that the first impression on an interview, of course, is essential. But the first impression during the first couple of weeks and or months on a job is equally, if not more, important. And my advice on that is be pleasant and friendly to everyone, not just the upper-end people or your supervisors that you have. Try to remember people's names. Get down pat what department they're in, what they do. If necessary, when you have a minute, write the names with their positions down and try to memorize.
Because everybody's going to talk about the new guy or gal, right?
Everyone's going to talk about you, hopefully in a good way. And just remember, people always like to be remembered. And if you remember someone, it speaks volumes about you. I will say one really important thing that I always stress to people that are starting a job. You know, sometimes enthusiasm can be misinterpreted and misrepresented. And one really important thing is to demonstrate your talent and your suggestions in a way that doesn't threaten or offend your colleagues. You're the new kid on the block, and no one's taking away from your skills, but you have to know how to represent yourself. If, for example, you have an idea for something that you know will be an improvement to the present thing that they have in place, present it strategically and don't start the first week with acting like you have the answers to everything. Being driven is fantastic, but knowing how to get people to listen to you is the key, not only in the once you have the job, but also in the interview. And if you come off as the wise old owl after having worked like 5 minutes, people are not going to respond very kindly.
That's for sure. And I will just say that the same advice holds true in business as well, even though, Andrew, your advice is primarily targeted for job seekers. When you sign up a new client or you're a vendor in some way and you start coming in for a meeting, first impressions matter as well. It is so important
Absolutely.
That you pay attention to culture, to environment. Make sure you show up on time. Same advice holds true, both business and jobs. And Andrea, we're slowly running out of time. Any final impressions or final thoughts that you want to share with job seekers that might be looking and need that advice for interviews this week?
Yes. In terms of interviews, an interview is supposed to be a conversation. It's supposed to be back and forth. But I implore you not to ask too many personal questions of your interviewer. Keep it simple. Keep it directed to the job. People sometimes get a little bit too comfortable, and that impression that you're creating is very uncomfortable for the interviewer.
Great advice from Andrea Storrs, the Director of Employment Services of the ARC and the owner of ADMS Career Counseling. Andrea, how can people get a hold of you?
They can email me at ADMS6135@AOL.com. That is the best way to get a hold of me.
ADMS6135@AOL.com. Once again, talking with Andrea Storrs, the Director of Employment Services at the ARC and the owner of ADMS Career Counseling. Andrea, as always, many thanks for your advice. After the break, really excited to be talking with Helene Burns from Associated Agencies. She's going to tell us about what she does and some advice that she wants to share with the business community. You're listening to the show. Get down to business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. Some delays out there on the Jane Addams stop and go between Devon and Lee due to people going to tonight's performance of Disney on Ice at the Allstate Arena. And then on the O'Hare Extension, you're very tight, Bessie Coleman to Mannheim on the eastbound side. Finally, on I-65 northbound between 153rd and US 30, some very slick conditions have been reported there, so everybody's slowing down. State police reporting multiple spinouts and cars sliding off the road, so if you have to drive in that area, make sure you slow down for conditions. In Mundelein, we have a closure. Town Line Road eastbound at Butterfield. That's due to a car stuck on the railroad track, so avoid that if you can. CTA and Metra are running delay-free. Currently 29 degrees under cloudy, windy skies, dropping down to 25 degrees tonight with snow showers early. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Hey, Jim. Jeff, man, you look refreshed.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm finally done stressing about my company's technical issues. I went all in with Turnkey IT.
That's why you look so relaxed?
Sure. All in with Turnkey IT was the best resolution I've ever made. I got brand new, brand name equipment for my office. That's new computers, servers, cloud usage, support, the whole nine. Now I can focus on my business while Turnkey takes care of the technical stuff.
That sounds like a huge undertaking.
Nah, Turnkey IT did their diagnosis seamlessly. and installed all new equipment right away. And it's all covered with warranties, help desk, and on-site support. So if anything breaks, Turnkey fixes it until 2019. And it was affordable.
Wow. Well, congrats to the First Resolution. You'll keep.
Stop procrastinating and get a fresh start with Turnkey IT today. Visit turnkey.pro and go all in for your company's IT needs. Visit turnkey.pro today.
If you're all in at the bar, I'm all in for a beer.
Cheers.
Back on Get Down to Business, we're talking with Helene Burns, the Vice President at Associated Agencies. Helene, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Helene, first of all, getting a smile out of the story you just told me about how you actually ended up at Associated Agencies. You mind telling our listeners?
I was actually, a friend of mine called the owner, Skip Schreier, and asked him to please see me. I was going through a divorce. I needed a job, and I had some insurance licenses and nowhere to work. And he agreed to see me, but made sure to let me know that he wasn't really hiring. So we talked for a long time, and he was generous enough to say that he would help me. But I realized that I was really sitting in the presence of somebody who was just so unbelievably brilliant in this career and in this field, and needed to see if there was any way I could get an opportunity to work for him.
Well, so, well, you did exactly what we advise our listeners to do. You focused in, you realized that you could learn from somebody else, and you made it happen. And here you are, and you're growing your book of business. One of your books of business, I know not the only one, is you underwrite a huge amount of the gentlemen's clubs around the country.
I do.
Interesting. And with that in mind, you travel a lot, don't you?
I do.
And you're just a social butterfly, and you talk to people, and you've actually gotten business from random people that you've met.
I have. I sort of have made it my life's work everywhere I go to meet people and to talk to people. I've made a lot of acquaintances on plane rides, and out of that has come actually quite a bit of business for me. So
is there something, a little bit of advice that you can share? What works for you? Is it just you're just not scared?
Well, no, I'm not scared, but I also think it's really having a genuine interest in getting to know people and who they are and what they do. And I do have a genuine interest. I enjoy learning about what people do and who they are. And I think that is what's portrayed to another person. And I think people pick up on that. I think they realize who is genuinely interested and who's just having small talk.
So when you meet somebody, I think that's so important. You're not just selling to them. You actually want to know who they are. And as it happens, sometimes they become a client. Sometimes you might become a client of theirs.
Absolutely. And my office and the owner of my company is very stringent about us always trying to connect people, though it may have nothing to do with our business, but to work that side all the time and help people if you can. And he did that for me. So I always look to do that for other people.
So you've talked about Skip Schreier and you've talked about Associated Agencies. Tell us a little bit more about Associated and what kinds of business you work with and how many people are there and why you guys are so good at what you do.
I think one of the interesting things about Associated Agencies is that it's over 120 years old. It's been owned by the same Schreier family throughout all 120 years. So that makes us sort of an enigma in this world, I believe. We write across the board. We write every line of coverage. We're a large brokerage. We have about 130 employees. And we're very prominent in the industry. We're in Crain's, written up as one of the 10 best, brokerages in the country. We're just a very, really good homegrown company that treats our clients, every client. Doesn't matter if you're a big client or a little client, like you're someone that's very important to all of us. And we all do that.
Interesting. And the Schreier family certainly cares about community. And I think that that's part of the reason for growth. I think what goes around comes around, and your involvement in community certainly pays off. People recognize that.
Very much so.
And I'm a big believer in learning something from everybody that you meet. We talked earlier in the show with Bob Beatty, and always having a next step. Helene, you deal with an interesting clientele in some cases. You deal with gentlemen clubs. Is there something that you've learned along the way, some message, and let's keep it PG over here. Is there some lesson that you've learned that you can share with our listeners?
I think there's a lot of lessons that I've learned along the way because it's been an interesting 5 years. But I think that one of the really important lessons, yes, for sure, is to give back to the community, to work really hard to recognize that, and to not let daunting situations stop you, to figure out a way, pick up the pieces and move on. I think that, you know, we've all faced some type of crisis in our life, and we need to be able to figure out a way to move on. And there is always a way, and there are people out there that are willing to help you. And I think you have to just put your head together, move forward, and do what you need to do to get past that, and you will find a way to get through.
Well, you have a fascinating story. Again, you met the owner of your company when you were going through a divorce, and you got back up on your feet and you made things happen. So once again, we're talking with Helene Burns, a vice president at Associated Agencies. What are the other areas that your other book of business?
I write group health. We write, I write all different lines of businesses. We write all commercial lines. We write life. We write health. We write disability. We write long-term care. There's absolutely, we're home, we have auto and home.
You can handle anything.
All of it. And we have a really neat business model because we're one of the only large brokerages in the country where it's one broker for everything. So you have your one guy and you call us for everything. You don't have to have a million different numbers and go
So
through.
Helene can help. So Helene, how can people reach out to you?
You can reach me at Associated Agencies, and my email is hberns@associated.cc, like Charlie.
And their website is associated.cc. Check them out. Helene Burns of Associated Agencies. Thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. After the break, we're going to talk about attracting great employees.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop, high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Finally, the award you've been waiting for, Contracting Business Magazine's Contractor of the Year Award. This award goes to a company who since 1935 has upheld a tradition of excellence and a culture of caring. And the award goes to Air Comfort!
Air Comfort understands that your mechanical system is important to the productivity and success of your business. They have the capabilities and expertise to keep your commercial HVAC systems running reliably and efficiently. From system design and installation to ongoing maintenance and service to energy-saving strategies, Air Comfort brings their talents and expertise to work for your commercial business. Find out if Air Comfort's winning team can help you and your business. Visit aircomfort.com. That's aircomfort.com.
With a strong culture and great team, Air Comfort is poised to continue its winning tradition. Congratulations, Air Comfort!
You can find out about all of my events at ShalomKline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. On average, there are 250 resumes submitted to every open job listing that's posted online. With so many prospective candidates swimming in the job pool, it can be very difficult for an employer sort through them all and find the best people to join their expanding staff. Businesses invest a lot of time to recruit, hire, train each new employee, but there are several steps and tips that can be followed to attract the very best candidates and convince them to stay put once they've signed on. As always, you could always call Tandem HR. They are the experts in HR solutions. That's why we call them the Your Solution Center. You can find them at TandemHR.com. But five tips to help you attract and keep the best employees. Let the world know that you're hiring. If you want to attract a maximum number of prospects, you must find an effective and efficient way to expose your available job opportunities to the masses. One study showed that nearly 90% of businesses made plans in 2011 to use social media platforms to recruit qualified candidates. Currently, nearly 70% of employers use Facebook to garner information about their prospective candidates, according to RecruiterBox.com. To reach maximum number of people in a minimum amount of time, post your job listing online through job boards, career websites, and social media profiles. Proceed with caution when recruiting. As I mentioned earlier, hundreds of applications and resumes are submitted to employers who are hiring. Proceed with a careful and watchful eye to find qualified candidates for the interview process. One study calculates that the average employer will only spend a maximum of 7 seconds on a single resume before moving on to the next. Spend more time to get all the information you need from a candidate's resume or application to determine whether or not they are the type of high-quality employee you want to hire. Always focus on the power of the team. Only hire players that are passionate about their work and excited about being able to contribute to your team. Hire employees who have the talent and skills required to get the job done, but who also have the exemplary attitudes and personalities that make them pleasant to be around as they work. Remember, the positivity of your employees will infectiously spread throughout the workplace, encouraging even your weakest links to become more engaged and excited about their jobs. If they express even the smallest degree of negativity, you need to strongly consider cutting ties with them during the recruitment process. Discover what excites your employees. Now that you've taken the steps required to attract and recruit all-star employees, there are several points that need to be considered to keep them on the payroll. First, find out what excites and motivates them. Many employers make the mistake of thinking that all employees are excited by money, but that isn't the case. Studies have confirmed that quite a few loyal employees are actually more excited about advancement opportunities, promotions, and other non-monetary incentives, according to the United States Small Business Administration. After you discover what excites them, use this bait to keep your employees hooked. Finally, give your employees regular pay raises. Regardless of how much fun your employees have when they clock in every day, if you were to stop paying them every day, most of them would leave you tomorrow. At the end of the day, salaries mean a great deal to your employees and to their families. Always make room in the company's budget to give your employees regular pay raises. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR. They are your solution center and the source for all the best knowledge and information about human resources. You can find them at TandemHR.com. That website's also a great source of information, TandemHR.com. Or you could call them at 630-928-0510. That phone number again for Tandem HR is 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. That phone number again, 708-771-7777. Next week on Get Down to Business, we've got a great show lined up for you. As always, we're going to be talking about everything small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. This week, fantastic lineup of guests. We spoke with Bob Beatty about his book, Tremors in the Universe. We spoke with Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions, talked with Andrea Storrs about first impressions, and we concluded with Helene Burns of Associated Agencies. Great advice. Take that advice and make this week a better week than last week. To success, I'm Shalom Klein. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You can check out my website, shalomklein.com, to download podcasts. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,